Next patient is Jose Blanco. The last name is B-L-A-N-C-O. This is a clinical case of a 61-year-old Hispanic man that has a history of type 2 diabetes that has been very aggressive. The patient has severe diabetic retinopathy. He's legally blind. And on top of this, this patient has a diabetic nephropathy with a proteinuria that was at one time up to 2,600 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient was started on Jardiance 25 milligrams on a daily basis. However, he says that he has abnormal feelings in the lower extremities and he doesn't feel very well. But he also tells us that the diet that he was feeling strictly, that was a plant-based diet, has been off. So this patient is not a candidate for the administration of Kerendia because of the hyperkalemia. So at this point, we are going to advise the patient to start taking the Jardiance, at least half a tablet every day, and increase the dose if he tolerates it very well. If he doesn't tolerate that, he is supposed to call us back. In the laboratory workup, however, we noticed that in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.3, and the estimated GFR remains very good at 58. The potassium is 5.1, the protein is 7.7, the sodium is 141. The protein creatinine ratio this time increased from 700 to 1183. A reason to insist that this patient should take the Jardiance as prescribed. Following number diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C. Let me do a double check, make sure I have some. That was done on January the 23rd, is 8.6. He's going to go back to his regular activity, walking on a daily basis for 1 hour. He's going to continue taking the medications as prescribed and change the diet. Following over hyperlipidemia, the cholesterol is 137, HDL 50, and LDL is 52. The triglycerides is slightly elevated at 212. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in talking to the patient, 7 minutes documenting.